Welcome to another episode of What's Your Face Story? We are in a spring season and a lot of us are noticing situations on our skin, especially under the eyes, puffy eyes, red eyes, dry eyes, and maybe the skin is dry, not only on the face, but all over. So what do? We go and look for allergy pills, but what else can we do naturally? Today's guest, Fallon Morningstar, is functional health practitioner, and she knows all about natural health.
Food is one of the largest drivers to any health symptom that we might be experiencing. This health symptom can look like inflammation, which can be, typically we think of inflammation as feeling bloated. But it could also be neuroinflammation. So if we're having some cognitive issues, we cannot focus, we're again feeling that anxious feeling, we are sleeping poorly, we're waking up maybe at 2 a.m., this can all be related to having imbalances or just not choosing the right foods for you specifically. And I know all of us can have tried at least one time a specific diet like the ketogenic diet, the carnivore diet, or any other fad diet that we may have heard of. But this Let's Start With Food program is geared to you because there is a functional lab test incorporated in it. It is called a food sensitivity test. And it actually looks at 176 different foods and substances based on your blood sample. So through that, they interact different proteins in these substances that tell us your system is able to handle this food. Your system is actually not able to handle this food. It's causing inflammation for you. So through that process and that lab testing, we go over the results together so you can have a very clear picture of what works for you and what doesn't. The Let's Start With Food program is really just about that. It is a 3-session one-on-one service with me. It is through Zoom. When we think of broccoli or carrots or whatever, we think that they are healthy foods, and inherently they are. But based on our specific bioindividuality, on our certain current state of health, we have different sensitivities that come up. That doesn't mean that they're forever, but based on your current state of health, it's beautiful to see what you are unknowingly really causing inflammation to your system.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. And this goes to a lab or?
Yes, it's called, the specific test is called Mediator Release Test, and it's actually from a lab with Oxford Biomedical Technologies is the company.
Okay. Food sensitivities can even cause skin issues, such as acne or skin aging, dryness, wrinkles. So some of the foods that we're eating are inflaming our body, yes?
Yes. And again, it's so unknowingly. For example, when I went through testing on myself, broccoli was one of those that were extremely reactive. However, I could not correlate that because I didn't have an allergic reaction. I didn't have extreme bloating or discomfort, but it was a food that I was eating very regularly, which tends to happen. And really, to give you a visual of how this is happening internally of this inflammation, it's really that our gut lining cannot handle those specific foods. Those foods are actually going into our bloodstream, which is where our immune cells are, causing that inflammation. So it tends to all lead back to gut health, typically. And, you know, with allergies, huge gut health concern, because it's just this histamine type of reaction, this inflammation that's causing us to sneeze, to blow our nose, etc. And really, if we take a look at the gut and try to improve it through reducing the food sensitivities, is going to be extremely helpful. Absolutely. The acronym stands for diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplementation. Literally 5 steps for you to live in a wholesome and holistic way and really dial in your health and get rid of your symptoms, because those are actually the last thing to occur. So going back to addressing through the DRESS protocol, that's going to help your hormones. That's going to help you sleep through the night. It's going to help you feel satiated. It's going to stimulate some muscle gains as well through the exercise. It's going to help you feel less anxious because of the stress reduction techniques that are involved.
And it's going to help you to have less acne breakouts.
Absolutely. One of the largest things of how acne occurs is because our detoxification pathways are not working. So, for example, the liver is an organ that loves to detoxify. It is supposed to help us filter things and say if that's not functioning correctly. So our hormones that are being produced cannot be excreted, and that recirculation process can cause more dysregulation in our hormones, which acne can come up. I would never take any of these challenges back. They're all just opportunities to learn and grow.
Beautiful. So you've had hormonal problems as well. And is that something that you do to correct that?
Yes. Actually, to touch on my story again, I had been on the birth control pill for about 10 years. And shifting off of that and having my hormones be very chaotic for a bit, I had my cycle for a little bit and then it disappeared for months. And then I got it back through implementing things in the DRESS protocol as well as going through some testing. So hormones are definitely not foreign to me. They impact everybody. And I think they can really be a large driver of the show. And again, one of the main things that we address in the program is how can we make our hormones balanced to help us just live in harmony and be nice and warm and comforting, but also be vital and have that energy for life. So it's been certainly a journey to help get my hormones back up to a normal range because they were extremely depleted.
But you did this all through diet or nutrition?
So diet was in part huge for me. I thought I was eating the right foods, but I wasn't. And going through the RESS, the rest of the protocol, was so beneficial into redefining what health actually means. No one teaches us this. We have to learn it on our own. And companies like Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, they are teaching this of how to live in more of a self-care model way rather than a sick care model, rather than asking a physician to give you a pill to sleep better. It is actually looking at ways that you can take care of yourself and be your own health detective.
Perfect. So there are supplements that you would take as well.
Yeah. Certainly. Yeah, because some of the functional labs that we run are pointing to, hey, we need to have some relief here. What is a great natural supplement that can support that transition while we're healing?
Okay. So if someone has hot flashes or other menopausal symptoms, would that also be included in your protocol?
It certainly can be, yes. And I think dialing in those lifestyle factors will certainly help with the hot flashes, will help with any sort of mood fluctuations as well. I started meditation about 3 years ago. It was challenging because my mind would go into all different directions. And it's really just about retraining yourself to say, I'm okay here. This is just 15 minutes today. And then to go about your day. And if you do that every single day, that will begin to totally radically shift your feeling about yourself, the feeling that you need to change something, the feeling that you're not whole already, like something is wrong. I think if you can just sit and even journal, even listen to some calm frequencies, listen to a soothing meditation voice for 15 minutes a day, that's going to change your life. I would honestly start there.
Let's reach out to her if you have any symptoms of menopausal, premenopausal, or digestive, or even migraines. She can help you with that. Get on a call with her. This is a free call, and we can start our journey into spring and then summer. Enjoy the summer and smile a little bit more.
Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends.